Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Kenny Hodge, and today I've got a special podcast for you. I'm going to discuss what the Postal Service considers regular in attendance. Very simple topic, very complex conversation. Let's get ready for the podcast. Today, I'm going to be addressing postal employees, craft nonspecific, on a universal issue, aka let's talk about attendance. Let me start this off by saying we all understand that postal rules and regulations, F21, time and attendance manual, your employee labor relations manual 53, speaks about you must be regular in attendance. And I'm going to talk to you today about what the fuck does regular mean? Can somebody tell me? Because there is nowhere written down in numbers. It cannot be quantified what the hell regular in attendance means. And your unions, God bless their souls, are so not connected to what regular means, except for what the Postal Service tells them, that it's a damn shame. Now, I'm going to throw some things at you today. I'm going to put them in the atmosphere. And if they sound as though it could be applicable in your station, don't expect your union to grab onto this. This is for the employees. Yes, I know you're one and the same, but I'm saying to you, this is a fight that you're going to have to champion. Let's talk regular attendance. If I've been, everybody knows that every year you earn
104 hours
of sick leave. If I work 10 years and never called in, now I have
1,040 hours.
But on year 11th, I call in anything less than my
1,040 hours.
Somebody tell me, where's the irregularity at? You see, I'm going to say to the employee, and this is something that you have to champion, and I'm going to keep saying that because I understand that redundancy, repetitive hearings, repetitive message, they seem to permeate just a little better with the postal employee. So when I say to you, regular attendance, I think that as employees, you should stand and let it be known that if I am using earned sick leave hours, there is no way I can be irregular in attendance. Does that make sense? You see, somewhere back when Fred Flintstone, before he worked at the quarry, he worked at the post office, and that was an understanding. And your unions, through a long hibernation, with respect and appreciation to complacency, have allowed this practice to be detrimental to most union members. But somebody needs to reexamine that. If I am using what I have earned, then how can you penalize me? Now, I know that those folks who've been here for a while, you just understand it to be that's what it is. But I'm going to say to you, if you've earned 100 hours and you've used 100 hours, I should submit to you that you are fine. You see, nobody's giving you awards for not using it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you work 10 years with no sick leave call-ins, you're not getting anything special. So why should you be punished when you use what you have earned? Let me say to you as I end this short blast this morning, it's been like that forever, but it does not mean it shouldn't be addressed. And to simplify it, If I had to put a statement on how it should be addressed, then postal unions should probably submit to headquarters language and get a clarification on what regular means. And if I'm a union official, which I'm not, pushing this argument, I'm going to stand strong on the fact of members should not be disciplined for using earned leave. Now, anything outside of earned leave, then I'm going to submit. Post office should do what you need to do with that. But when it comes to earned leave, if I've earned it and I'm using it, there should be no way I should be allowed to be disciplined. This is Kenny Hodge, just getting ready for the exit. Have a great day.